So good morning, we're Masechet Gittin Daf Nun Vav. We start at the bottom of Nun Hay, and this year's being broadcast from Ben Gurion Airport. A bit of noise in the background you can hear, but I hope it'll be clear. Okay, so we're starting at the bottom of Nun Hay Amud Bet. We've got the Gemara tells a story like this. We had the different takanotia of Titus. And then the Gemara is like this: Asher Adam Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yichliv Asher Adam Mefached Tamid Umakshei Libo Yipol Bara'ah. What does it mean? Happy is a person who's always Mefached. Rashi says Doeg Lirot Anolad, always waiting for the Yeshua. Shelo Ta'are Takala Bechach Ime Sezon. He doesn't want anything bad to happen to him. So what are we speaking about? The Gemara is listening to the story of Kamtza Ubar Kamtza. Famous story. One of the Gemara's I learned on Tisha B'Av of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, because of them Yerushalayim was destroyed. Destroyed. And then Atar Nagulev, Atar Nagolta, Charuv Turmalka will get that separately. And Ashka, the Dripku, Charbi, Beitar, also the Beitar will get that separately. When I discuss that Kamtza Bar Kamtza, Charuv Yerushalayim, the Hu Gavra, there was this guy, the Rachmei Kamtza, he loved Kamtza. Ubal Devave, Bar Kamtza, he hated Bar Kamtza. Avatar, he did a huge meal. Amarin Hashameh, he says to his Shamas, Zil Aitini Kamtza, go invite me Kamtza. Azil Aitini, mistake, he invited Bar Kamtza. Ata Ashkechad Aviati, we come to the Suda, this big Suda there in Shalim, and he sees there, who's sitting there? Bar Kamtza. Amalei says to him, I don't understand. Michtea hu gavra. Baal de baba hu gavra hu. Ma baitach, he says to him, in third person, he says, this guy, my enemy, I hate him, what's he doing here? He says to the guy, to Bar Kamtza. He says, Kumpuk, get out of here, chuck him out. So Amalei, so Bar Kamtza says to him, I don't understand, listen, Mr. Hoyel Vata, I'm ready here. Shavka, leave me alone. And I'll pay for my way. I'll pay my food and my drink. Just let me be. Don't embarrass me. Amalei, not interested. So he says to me more than that. Amalei, so Rashi Zaviya, he says, it's Bar Kamtza, says to the host, I'll pay you half the suda. Whatever this fancy meal cost you, I will pay you half what it cost you. Just let me stay. All right, Amalei. Amalei, not interested. Amalei, have nilach demei kula suda. I'll pay you the whole suda. Amalei, lo. Naktei beyadei, grabbed him by his hand, grabbed him 3 mat. So what was the story? Then I wouldn't have been so bad, maybe. I was disgusting, but not. Amar, so now Bar Kamtza hoyel b'havu yatfei rabbanan v'lo machi bei. What was the chachamim were there, and no one said a word. No one opposed, everyone sat there. He says, shvamina, kanich, they were happy with that. Okay, fine, I'll show them. Izi elichu bei hu kutze bei malka. He went off. Rashi says over here, Kurtza Malshinot, right? He went and he went to the king place, and he's Amar the case to the Kaisar, Mardubach Yodai, the Jews are rebelling against you. So Amale, me and my who's telling you, so I'm telling you, so you want to now you can tell Amale, Shalai, I send him a korban. Now Rashi says over here that you can bring korban, it says Ish, Rabot Goyim as well, can bring korban to Beit HaMikdash. Chazidim Mekavelin, let's see if they accept your korban. So Azul Shadabiyadei, Aglatalti, he said this beautiful Aglatalti, like a special type of Egel. Now there's Asor Maharsha, which says basically, why is an Egel? Because an Egel is basically the Egel HaZahav. All the troubles in our lives are called an Egel. Also, Dafka an Egel is sent, and not a Seh or an Ayel, whatever the case was. Right? But Hadid Dekate Shadabimun, as soon as he got the animal, he gave it a mum. Now, what sort of mum? Benib's Fatan, like he pierced its lip. Ramilai Badukim Shatam, say he called it a bit of a cataract on the eye. What's the Chirush here? He says, "Duchter, the ledidan have a mum, the lidahu la mum. For the goyim, not a mum. We say for the goyim, a mum is only if it's missing a whole ever. If it's missing a limb, that's a bit. If it's just got a cataract or a bit of a torn lip, the goyim don't call it a mum, but we call it a mum. So Rabbanik, so now what's the problem? Chamim receive this korban. They got a dilemma. What do we do? They know who the korban's from. They know the korban's from the kaisar. They know what's happening over here. So they think maybe we should bring it. Mishum shalom alchut, shalom alchut for peace of the king. Amar lei Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkalus." Says to him, no, if you do that, Yomru Bali Mumi Kravin Gav Mizbeach. If you say, do that, they'll say that you can bring a woman in the Bali Mizbeach. Savu Lemikdei the Lord Liz Lemaima. The Lord says, they thought maybe they'll kill this guy, Bar Kamtza. And this way, you won't go and tell the king what really happened. Amalei Rabbi Zechariah. Zechariah said again, Yomru Matil Mumi Kotchi Miareg. They'll say, wait a second, a guy who makes a mum in the Korban is Chayav Mita. This is what's going on now. Remember, as you say, Rome is burning, right? Yerushalayim is burning. This is the Lema Chaim of God. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Avonotunato. Now, Avonotunato. Wow, there's a lot of noise here. Right? Anyway, can you all hear me? So he says, Avinutunato. Rashi says, Avinutunato is humility. Says, Savlanuto, she saval, it's like that he tolerated this guy and didn't kill him. That's what caused the destruction to Abed HaMikdash. Right? He chrived by time. Right? The sarfet echalein and burnt our temple, the higlatenum after we were sent into Galut for that. Because of this, because Rabbi Zachariah didn't want to kill this guy, and all his concerns didn't happen. Shadar ilavayu le Neron Kaisar. So now the message was sent out to Neron Kaisar. Now Neron Kaisar, I read a lot here about Neron Kaisar. The question is, was it Neron himself? Was it the army of Neron? Was it representatives of Neron? Are the soldiers of the Kaisar called Neron? Was Neron the Kaisar at the time? That's out of our scope. But then they sent to the Caesar. Now he kiati shadar gil lebishar. He's coming to Jerusalem to take seven. He sends it, shoots up an arrow to the east. Atenafav falls in Yerushalayim. Shoots arrow to the west. Atenafav Yerushalayim. In all four directions, he shoots arrows, and they all land in Yerushalayim. Now you understand something's going on with Yeladim. Chebra? Impossible. Okay. Right? Amalei. So he says, like he sees a kid walking in the street. He says to him, Leyanuka, psokli psokaych. What pasuk, what verse are you busy learning with now? So Amalei, v'natati et nikmati be'edom. He says, Hashem says, I took my revenge on Edom. Beyad Ami Yisrael, through the hands of Yisrael. He understood something was going on over here. Amrei says, Kutcha Brichu, this God, he says, Bai Lichfure Beite, wants to destroy his house. And what's he want to do? Bai Lichfure Yedei Bo Gavra. And he wants to Bai Lichfure. Rashi says, what does he mean Bai Lichfure? I saw Rashi over here. Beyad Ami Yisrael, Yad Ami Yisrael, Lichfure, Benekaneach Yado. In other words, the Kaneach Yado, it's like to clean his hands, like a type of, you know, you do after Mayim Achronim with the Kaneach Yado, through this guy over here, that was take revenge to him. He realized he's going to basically be responsible at the end of the day for this whole destruction. Arak Vazi the guy ran away, he abandoned his post, and he converted. V'nafak Rimeir became a descendant of Neron Kaisar. In the meantime, Shadrei Rabayu L'Asfanyos, he's the guy caused all the trouble, right? We'll see in a moment, he might have saved us. But to Asfasianos, they sent him Kaisar in his stead. For 3 years, he put a siege on Yerushalayim. However, in Yerushalayim at the time, there were three very wealthy people. Right, the story carries on. Nakhtanon Ben Gurion, Uben Kalbis Savua, that woman, Rabbi Akiva's daughter, was right, Rabbi Akiva's wife. Uben Tzitzita Keset. Right, these three, the Greek says why they all call these names. Nakhtimon Ben Gurion, why was it Shedik Talo, Chama Babur, Masachetani, Tidabin for the day to stay, remember for the sun to pierce through and to keep the day long, he had to pay a debt back. Remember the whole story, we ain't going to do it now. Uben Kabel Sabua, Shekola Nichras, the Beito Keshura, Ev Kekelev, everybody comes out hungry like a dog, you'll take, Shura goes out like he's fully satiated. And Ben Tzida Keset, Shaita Tzitzato, his Tzitzit is Rashi, on his clothes. Right, Nigreret Al Gabe Ksatot. Would be stranded along. The Russian is a different version. It's actually karimbek satot, pillows and cushions. Shloya malech el agabe melet. He walked on like on fine stuff. He never touched the floor with his feet. Ikad amri shaytak stor muter lebank lerobi. Some say that he's, why was he called tzitzida keset? Because his chair, Kisato, was amongst them. He would always go and he would intervene of Amishal in front of the Romans. He had access to the king. Now the story is as follows. They're under siege, remember? But Asfasionis, he's under siege for 3 years. No food, nothing's coming in and out of Yerushalayim. Now they've got enough food yet to solve the whole world. So the one says, I can give wheat and barley. Khadamalihu bid the khamr bid the malach and give khamr wine and milk and salt and mashke and oil. Khadamalihu bid the tzive. Rashi says the tzive is firewood. The Shavcha Rabbanan and Tzibbe, and Chami were very impressed with the guy with the wood. Why? Rav Chisda says like this, Kol HaKlida Habe Masa L'Shame Bar Mida Tzibbe. Look, there's a Rashi over here. Explain exactly what's going on over here. He says like this, the Batzibbe says Eitzim, HaKlida the Maftechot, he says all the keys of Rav Chisda, is a very wealthy guy, says all his keys to his storerooms were given to his Shamas, except for the storeroom for his wood. Why? Amar Rav Chisda says like this, a clave de chiti, right, Rashi over here, the clave de chiti over here, he says, an otsar of chitin, by a shitin, a clave de tzifti. So if you want to, chitis of wheat, if you want a store of wheat, need 60 times the wood to prepare it. In other words, wood is very, very important. So how did amazing Yeshiva Chachata? They could have supplied Am Yisrael here for 21 years. What was the problem? The problem in Yerushalayim was there was a revolt. Any of you ever been to the burnt house? Been to the burnt house in Jerusalem? It's worth going to see the burnt house. One of our siyumim, we went there, I think. One of the siyumim, one of the masechtas. No? And it's worth going to see the burnt house. Maybe we'll do that. Mamash, it's worth going to see. Then they show you exactly what took place in the war inside the old city between the Birionim, they called them, the guys who wanted to fight the Romans, the guys who wanted to make shalom with the Romans. So he says, Habu Behu Henu Biryona. And Rashi says over here, Biryona, Anashim Rekim Upochazin Mechama. He says, empty people just wanted war. Amr Rabbi said to Rabbanan, Rashi Rabbanan said to them, Nifuk Venavi Shalbanan, let's go make peace with the Romans. We can do a deal. Lo Shafka, they wouldn't agree with that. Amr, on the contrary, the Biryonim said to the Romans, to the rabbis, Nifuk Venavi Kravabe, let's go fight them. So Rabbanan said to them, Lo Mistavi, it's not going to make any difference. We're wasting our time. It's not going to work. We can't win. In the meantime, these Biryonim, Kamu, Kaladu, Lehele, Ambate, Dechet, Yishra, they burnt all the storerooms of Jerusalem. So the Biryonim ended up sabotaging themselves. They burnt all the food. They could have supported them. They had enough food yet to last for 23 years under siege. By their cup, there was a famine. They started starving. Now, the Gemara gives you an example of how bad the situation was, how they suffered with the food. Martabat Baitus, Atirta Yerushalayim, one of the richest women in Jerusalem, Martabat Baitus. She sent her servant and said, Zilai Tili Smida, go and buy me Smida. She sold it, good flour. Adelvazin, she went to buy. In the meantime, Amar Mla, she came back to Martin and said, Smida Leika Bachivartik, there's no solid, but there's a bit of Rashid Patikev, I can get some decent bread. She said, you know what, go buy it. Amar Zilati. In the meantime, she went to buy the bread. By the time she went to find the bread, Atab Amar Mla, no, Chivartik, no longer any good bread. Rakushker Ika. Rashid's Gushker is Pat Kibir, right? Like a black bread, like a dirty bread, right? From bad Kema. She said, you know what, fine, Azil, go IT, bring it. In the meantime, she went to buy the black bread out of Azil Uzdwan, Atav Amala, Gushka isn't even that. Just Kimcha de Sarik, there's a bit of bran, I could buy you some bran, barley. Amala, Zil, bring it. And Azil Uzdwan, have a shlifa, Misan. In the meantime, she's starving. The servant hasn't come back yet from that sort of goods. So he says over here, Adazil Izdaban, she couldn't wait any longer. Have a shlifa misana, she put on her sandals, or took off her sandals. I wanted to be on shlifa misana. She put on or took off? I think she took off because you'll see the moment that she walked barefoot and they caused her to die. So shlifa misana, Amra, she went, Ipuk vachse imishkach tabila, I'll go and I'll see if they can find me any food. Itavla parta bakara. So Rashi's looking at Rashi. She says, Perish, in the end, what did she find? Itavla, she stood on, said, Perish el glalei behemelach, she said, a bit of cow dung. Right? Umeita, and she died. Why? Mechmat istanista. Because she was an istanish. She wasn't used to this. This was royalty. She died. She dropped dead. That's how bad she was. Carried Rabbi Yochem Zakai said, Haracha bach va'anuga asher lo nista kafraga. This the softer and the spoiled basically from it. She's so good she suffered. Ikad amri grugarot rab tzarok achra. Some said that it wasn't that she died of that, but she ate the grugarot rab tzarok. Rabbi Tzadok in the next amud. Please God, we'll get there. The leftover fig from Rabbi Tzadok. We'll see later on, he sucked out all the juice and he stunk and his bad taste and all that was in these figs and she ate the figs and all came in, it was putrefied her and she died. The Rabbi Tzadok, Yativ Arba and Shani Benit, the Gemara explains now, the Rabbi Yochanan Tanok, he sat for 4 years in fasting. The Lord Yichel Jerusalem wouldn't be destroyed. When you eat something, have a mitchazeh mi'abrai. He says, if you could see it from the outside, but you could see it through his throat and his stomach what he was eating because he was so fat, what's the word I'm looking for? Like emaciated. Emaciated, thank you. The Chiyava Bari, when he was healthy, he says, Maitilagru, they bring him figs. Maitz Mayu Vishay, suck all the food out and shadi then throw them away. Chiyava Nicha Nafshe, right, when he was coming to die. Afikta the Chol Dav, the took all his gold and silver. Shadita Beshuka, I mean, he threw it all to the street. He said, Hi, Lamaimi, but what do I need this for? Finally, this is what the Pasuk says, Kaspan Bechutzot Yashlichu. He'll throw all their money outside. Okay, now the Gemara carries on. Abba Sikra, Reish, Biryonim, Yerushalayim. Abba Sikra was one of the heads of these Biryonim, one of the heads of the Biryonim in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Kach, his name. Right? And who was he? He was Bar Ach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakka. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakka, his nephew. Shalach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakka sent off to him and said, Tabet Sinagab, I want you to come to me. How long are you going to carry on with this marauding of yours and causing famine and people are dying at your hands? So Amalei, my wife says, what can I do? He says, what do you want me to do? If I tell the guys to do, this is the mamash case of the dog wagging the tail, wagging the dog. He says, if I tell my guys to stop, Katli will kill me. No one wants to listen to me. So Amalei says, Chazli takantle didi difuk. Find me a way out, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, I can get out of here. If Shad Dehavi had to put, maybe I can even save a little bit of the situation. So Amalei, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Nakod nafshach b'ktiri. He says over here, look what he gives Rabbi Yochanan, he says like this. He says to him, Rashi says, yeah, hechzekat b'chol, make yourself sick. And otzi kol shatachol, let everyone know you're sick. Let it go out. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is very sick. But anyone's going to ask after you and daven for you. Vaiti midi sari, he says, and then bring something masriach, like a dead animal. Vaagne gabach, right, and put it in your bed and sleep with it. Velimru de nach, and then they think you're dark, they're going to get the smell, right, that you're dead. Veliailu bach talmidach, and let your talmidi be the ones to take you out of your shalim. Rashi says, yeah, you can sue tacha draglei mitatech lasait, let them be the ones to carry your coffin. Velo yanichu acherim, let anybody else carry. Why? Says Veloli ben Shachrinet, the Lord Lerakshan Bach. No one should feel the coffin. That's very light. The Kalil, the Inu Yad. The people know. He says the Chaye Kalil Mita. Dead body weighs more than a light body. I'm not absolutely sure that's true, but people say it's true. I've never even know. Factually, I'm not sure. He says Avi did it. Nichnas Por Rabbi Lazar Mitzadechar. They went to the one side. Rabbi Yeshua Mitzadechar. Yeshua on the other side. Kimatlu. They came to the gate. Baule Midkira. They say we're going to stick an arrow through the as we're going to spear through the coffin. We're going to stab the coffin. Make sure the guy's dead. We want to check the guy's really dead. We're going to put a knife through it to make sure we're going to stab the body of the prophet. So I said to him, Amar Leyu, Yomu Rabbanan Dakli. Say, you're stabbing Rabbanan. He says, fine. You know what? Bayu Mitzvah, just keep pushing a bit and see the guy's alive. Amar Leyu, what? Yomu Rabban Dakli, he's pushing Rabbanan. Meantime, Patru Leyu, Bababa, nothing. They let him out the gates and they managed to get through. Kimatla, we got to the other side. So he comes down and he sees. So he sees, yeah, he comes to, he sees Aspanianus, right, the guy who was sent to take over the show, who's on siege outside. So he says to him, Shalom Alech Malka, Shalom Alech Malka, Shalom Alech HaMelech. So now he's not the Melech yet, he's like the general. He says, Amale Michaive Trey Katla, you chayv mitzvah for two reasons, he says. Chada de la Malka, first I'm the king. And you call me a king. And second, he says, but two, if I was a king, why you come to me yet if I'm a king? What took you so long to come and greet me? So for your calling me a king and a king, you have me to have a lack of respect. If I am a king, for not coming to greet me earlier, you have me to as well. So Amalei, the Kamat La Malkana, he says, when you said, now Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says to him, you said you're not a king yet. He says, Ibra Malkaati, so Rashi says, Belechata, you're going to be a king. Right? The Ilav Malkaati, it's good. If you weren't going to be a king, he says, Lo mim shrei Yishlaim b'dach Yishlaim wouldn't be delivered by you. Says, Dichtev ha-Levanon ba-Adir yipol. Says, the Levanon, meaning here, the Beramikdash will fall by the Adir. And an Adir is the great one. He says, v'en Adir le-Melech. It's called Dichtev ba-Ya Adiro mimenu. V'en Levanon le-Beramikdash. And emar, ha-Har ha-Tov ha-Zev ha-Levanon. So now he says, u-Rekamar te-i malka an-amai lo ka-Ati le-Gabai ad-Aidna. And if you're asking me, so now I've convinced you I'm a king. So why didn't I get to you earlier? He says, for one reason, he says, Biryone de it bay lo shafkin. They were Biryone in Jerusalem, wouldn't let me come. I wanted to come. Really, I wanted to come in the ghost. I wanted to come and do a deal with you. They wouldn't let me out. So Amale, so now, Asfasione says to him, says, Ilu chavit sheldvash, if you had a barrel of honey, the dracon karuchale, right? A dracon, like a dragon, was wrapped around it. And you want to go to the dragon, and just there was the honey there, what? Lo hayu shovir achavit b'shvil ha-drakon. Wouldn't you be prepared to break the honey, the barrel of honey, in order to kill the dragon? In other words, what do you mean you couldn't get out? You should have been, if it was so important to you, you should have fought them and killed them. And go through this biryonim. The Gemara says, Ishtik Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't know what to say. He kept quiet. Now Rabbi Yosef, Itam Rabbi Akiva said about this, he says, carried over Rabbi Yosef on this answer of Yochanan, why never answered you would answer. He quotes a pasuk. This Amidi will pasuk this. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. It says, "Yeh meshiv chachamim achor v'da'atam yisakel or yisakal." He says basically, he says chachamim meshiv chachamim achor. They become foolish. What should he have said? He buy it. Alemay malei. He should have said to him, "Ashakin etzvatev v'shakin leledrakov v'kidei." I don't have to break the honey barrel. I could have got like a tzavta, like a thing you hold things with. What's it called, a tzavta? Like what's it called? Dude, that's one of the things which they said was created before at the Banish Mashem. What? A tongs, thank you. A tongs. and grab the dragon and throw him off and killed him. Why break the barrel? Well, I never had to kill and destroy the Yerusha. I could have. In other words, there were ways around. He didn't accept his auntie. We'll see later on. Vadianus mentions this again to him. He says, yeah, that's what he should have said to him. He says, Anach, in the meantime, at the Pristaka, Rashi says, here came a messenger, Shaliach, Alebi wrote from Rome, and Amalei, Kum demit le Kaisar, v'amre henu chashiba de Rome, lo tivach bresha. The king of the Caesar has died, and the wise men in Rome have decided that you are to become the king. Mamash, why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is talking to him? Have a sayim chad misane. Right, he's putting on one of his shoes. Baye le misayim el achrina. Although I wouldn't go on. Shoe wouldn't go on his foot. Right? Baye le mishlafech yidach. So he says, baye le misayim el achrina lo ayo. Baye le mishlafech yidach lo nafek. He couldn't get the other one off either. So Amar, he says, Amar, what's going on over here? So Amar, he says, lo titztayer. Shmue tova atielach. He says, not something to be upset about. That means you've heard good news. And therefore, that's what the wise says. It's a pasuk of here. Shmue tova atashen etzem. Good news causes a bone to swell. Right, that's a passage that he quotes over here from Mishlei. So Elamaitek says, what's what I do? He says, Liti inish the law mitzvah da'atech mina. Bring a guy, you don't like him so much, but lachliv kamei, and then he walk past you, litiv, baruach nechati abesh garin. He says, when you had a bad experience, it causes the bones, says, to deflate. Aval hachirai, mama should happen. It seems Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is a clever guy. He said to him, Tagidi, he says, Amalei, I see you Jews are very clever. So hi, Rakula hi. He says, my Lord, why don't you guys come and negotiate with me? I can see that we've got some language, common language here. We could have done a deal. What's going on over here? So he says to my Lord, I'm going to not tell you already that I couldn't because of these biryonim. So he says to my Lord, I don't know, but I gave you already what you should have killed them. In the meantime, Amalei, listen, I've got to go now. I'm going back to Rome. And they're sending something else. He's going to be a guy, bad guy's going to come in his place. Right? He says, he asked me something. Let me doubt. Like, what can I do for you? So he says, give me Yavne v'chachamea. It seems that Yavne had a stronghold of chachamim already. Don't destroy Yavne and don't kill people. Veshushilte the Rabban Gamliel. Listen to this, and let me also have the family of Rabban Gamliel. Rashi says, "Yahwah Rabban Gamliel, mishpachat hanasi shelot hargeim shelot ichle shultanot Beit David." It was a mesorah that came from Beit David. They were the Nasim. We want to keep the Nasim. Va'asvata, and also give me a doctor. He says, "Demasya le Rabbi Tzadok." Okay, Rabbi Tzadok was all that was being all that was. Remember, we spoke about Rabbi Tzadok, that Rabbi Marta ate his figs. He used to fast. He fasted for all those years, for 4 years. And remember, a doctor for those. This is what he asked him. Yavne v'chachamea, mishoshelet Rabbi Gamliel, and a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok. As the Gemara says over here, again, Rabbi Yosef, or some Rabbi Akiva, saying, "Meshiv chokhmah achor v'dad yizkei." What's going on? These chachamim become foolish. He should have said to us, Asfasyanis, "Leshav kinu halazimle." You know what? This time, turn around and go back. Leave us alone. And you could have saved the whole of Amishol. You could have saved the temple. You could have everything. So what was going on? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I think he was a practical guy. He's a pragmatist. But who saved Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So you know, maybe I couldn't have got anything. I wouldn't have got, if I'd asked for too much. Maybe, you know, tafastim rubelot tafastim, right? Sometimes you got to be careful not to ask. You ask for too much, you get nothing. That's what he was thinking, right? So he said, even a little bit I wouldn't have got. So now, Gemara asks the question, asvata the masen del Rabbi Tzadok, mahi, what's the medication? How do you cure Rabbi Tzadok over here from his fasting? Says Yom Kippur on the first day, Ashkoya Maya Defare. They gave him a little bit of water to drink. That was Maya Defare. I said, what's Maya Defare? That it was a bit of mine that had been soaked in subin, in barley. The next day, mine de sipuka. They gave me water which was with barley and fine barley, a bit of flour also. The next day, mine de kimcha. The next day, just the water filled with flour. Ad de ravcha ma'aye puta puta. To basically expand his intestine slightly, get him used to holding more and more and more food. Meantime, Azel Shadrach Jews. Now, what happened? We sent Asfasyanus and we were blessed, Baruch Hashem, Lahavdil, obviously, right? I'm joking. With Titus, Yamach Shemo. And Titus arrives on the scene, V'amar, I Eloheimo Tzur Chasubo. Ze Titus Arasha. The Bible says, I Eloheimo Tzur Chasubo. This is Titus Arasha. Shechiref veGidek. He basically blasphemed God. Masa, what did he say? Tafas Zonabiado. He grabbed the holy book of the Kodesh. He went into the temple. Veitzia Sefer, took a Sefer Torah and made it his bed. Avarle Avera and slept with it. Venatal Sefer took a sword. Vegidia Baproch and started cutting up and poking the paroche. Venasa Nes. And blood came splashing out of the parochet. Right? So the Gemara is basically, and Titus thought for a second that he had, killed himself. Like, wasn't sure what's going on over here. Look what the pasuk over here. Rashi says over here. That's Shagut Zorarayich. Your enemy screamed out. Bekerev Muadayich, right inside the Beit Vaad. Samu Ototom Otatot. This is Avi Rashi. Says Amru She Simanehen. They sign Siman Damze. What's the blood for? Shalmi Hu Imlo Sharagam. Where's the blood coming? He didn't kill himself. Obviously, it came from the curtain. So now that's the story there with Titus. The Gemara now brings a couple of psukim over here to discuss what's happening here in the Beit HaMikdash with Hashem, Hashem keeping quiet, getting his enemies to destroy Am Yisrael, destroy the temple, etc. It's Abba Chanan Amar, Mi Chamocha Chasinya. Right, where the Pasuk says over here, Mi Chamocha, right, Chasinya, who's you that's protected by God? It says, Mi Chamocha, who's the one that's Chasin? V'kasher Shata Shomea, Ni Otsu V'gidifush Lotar Hashem. You hear all this blaspheming and you don't do a thing. The Bay Rabbi Yishmael Tan, they got a different word. They said, Mi Chamocha Baylim Hashem, who's like you in the, amongst the heavens? It says, it means, Mi Chamocha Baylimim, who are you, God, that so quiet, stops talking, you become muted. Ma'asa, what did he do, Titus? He took the parochet, Vasau Kamim Gargutni, and he made it like into, look at Rashi's over here, Gargutni, like a big basket, when you like a strainer, a sieve basically, like a big strip where you put all your grapes in at the gut. Took all the put them all inside, put them on a boat, took them back. He wanted to go show them in Rome how great he was, that he had plundered all this stuff from the Beit HaMikdash. Shneimar, the pasuk says over here, Rishim Kvurim. Passed over here, I saw Rishaim were buried. Now the Gemara says, "Ubami makom kadosh alechu v'ishtakhu be'ir asher kenasu." Now the Gemara says like this: don't say kavurim, that they were buried, ela kvutzim, that they were gathered together, and al tikri v'ishtakhu ela v'ishtabchu, they were praised. In other words, you want to be praised. Ikram Sab say no. Kvurim mash. Really, the word kvurim means kvurim mash. Why? It says dafilu mile the mitmaran. Rashi says even the money that was hidden, that Amishad had hidden. Iglailo, he was all exposed to him. There was Siyat Ishmael, he was able to challenge, to take everything that belonged to the Jews. Amar Lab Nashos, a big wave came, wanted to drown him. Amar Kedumene Ani, he says, Shalohem Shalelu, Ein Kuratoid of mine. This God, their God, the Jews' God, this was Mamish, just a real blasphemy. Says, their God, he says, is a God whose power is in the water. Ba Pharaoh, how did he manage to defeat Pharaoh? Ba Sisera, Rashi says that Sisera, also Nachal Kishon, died in the water. Afu, he says, Omer alai lo tvarim, so too he wants to fight, to drown me in the water. Im Giboru, he said, if he's such a brave God, this God of the Jews, let's go fight on the land. So we see a star, but come, Amar lo, a heavenly voice came out and said, Rashabi, Rashabi, but all should Esav Rasha. Basically, you're a Rasha, your father's a Rasha, you're a grandson of Esav the Rasha. Bria kala yeshti bulimi, I've got a little creation, says God. The Yetusha man, his name's called a Yetusha, a mosquito, or a hornet. So we say, Amai karile Bria kala, why is it called a Bria kala light one? He says, the ma'alne itle, umafkan leitle. He says, because it can eat. Rasha says, ma'alne, it's got a mouth. Why is it called light? It's quite interesting what the Gemara says. How much of this is true? Everybody knows about mosquitoes. It says it's got a mouth to digest food, but it's got no excreting system. That's what Rashi says over here. Look at Rashi. He says, but there's no excretion. Right? Alali Abasha. So what if Titus goes on to the land now to fight God? Alali Abasha, a Yetush comes flies into his nostril. For 7 years, picked away at his brain. He was walking past like a smith house where they were knocking. Shama kalar zafter. Rashi says, yeah, he called the kunis. They were smacking, you know, the hammer on the steel, bang, like this, banging. Ishtik, and for that moment, he had quiet in his brain. So he thinks, voila, found a solution here. I've got a solution. Every day he brought a silversmith or a smith to come bang next to him. Right, this is the cure for him. Lenochri, for a goyisha one, yaiv lay abdi, paying 4 zuz. Le Yisrael, to a Jewish one, isn't to this anti-Semite, he says. Amale mistaich de chazit besanach, says the fact your joy of seeing me suffer, your enemy, is enough payment for I have to pay you. That's worth more to you than money. Ew, as it's noisy, unbelievable. Anyhow, pliainara, okay. Ad klatin yomin, for 30 days, Averachi, it worked. Now this Yetush got used to the noise already. Like me, I already got used to the noise over here. Laughed in the airport, right? And it didn't help him any longer. Tanya Rabbi Pinchas ben Aruba, Ani Aiti ben Glaromi. Now this is this. Rabbi Pinchas, I was once with the Gedolim of Rome, the Keshemet, when he died, Titus, Patsu and Mocha, they cut his head open, and Matsobo, Ketsipo, and they found this mosquito in his head was like the size of a bird, like one of these wild birds. Mishkal Shnais, and weighed 2 slaim. This is what it grown into his head. But Matnitadan, he says, we've got a brighter, work quotes over here. There's a Mishra Shasav, he says, the fish he glad Yisrael, Shnim Shalula Yonah. Right? He says that the writer says that Kegozal Bench, they found like a 1-year-old dove in his head. And he says, because the Sefer Chasidim says, why is it called it? Why they say it was Yonah in his head? Because Am Yisrael is called the Yonah, and he was one that sent them banished them to Rome. So therefore, Midah Kenegibidah, he took out the dove, he's got a dove in his head. Right? So Gozal Bench, Amishkal, Shnei Litri, that weighed 2 kilos. Amar Abaye, Nachtinan Pivshel Nechoshev and Tzipon Shebazia. The Abaye said, we got a Mesorah, that his mouth was made of brass and his claws were made of steel. Kiava Kamayit, when he died at Titus, Amaleu, right, he told them, he says, please, he wants them, Likluya Loga, burn this guy. He says, burn him. Velevadre Lekitme Eshev Yameh, and spread out his ashes over the 7 seas. Why? He didn't want God to be able to take vengeance against him. He figured if he spread all over the show, God won't find him. We're going to end off over here. Okay, so shkoach.